before I begin my homily, I was able to speak at the other masses last weekend, except for 8:30, about the bishop's annual appeal. And as a reminder to you as a parish, normally there are about 6 weekends of talks by me and other people. There's a video they want us to show at Mass. And my deal with you and every parish I've ever been in is that as long as we meet or exceed, as we usually do, our parish goal, that this will be my only talk. So please don't make me show the video at Mass. I don't want to. We'll have to edit that out of the podcast later so the bishop doesn't hear it. But having said that, the bishop's annual appeal is a worthy appeal. It's a way for you and me to join the bishop in a much wider reach than we can do at our parish level. He is able to do things on a grander level and a much wider level than you and I could do simply at our parish. The annual appeal sustains and expands ministries in our 94 parishes and 20 missions and our 34 Catholic schools and agencies throughout the diocese. It supports Catholic Charities, which we have right here. Our Lady of the Valley Catholic Center is run by Catholic Charities. Our vocations, our seminarians especially, our schools, not all our schools are as blessed as our own. Some really do struggle and need help. Our young adult ministry, college ministry, it funds all kinds of other ministries that you can read about. Every parish has a target goal, and keep in mind that we as a parish directly benefit when we surpass our goal. Half of that comes back to us. So if you are registered, you've already received a mailing from the bishop asking you to consider a gift. You might have to uncover it from something, but go ahead and find that and read about it. Either do that, or you can go to our parish webpage, and on the slider there, you'll see the bishop's appeal. Click on that, and you'll be able to donate online. And there you can watch the video I told you about if you want to. So please do it today. This is actually the pledge weekend, and I finally did it today. I was planned to do it last week. I finally got around to it, so I know what it's like. So please do. It is a worthy thing that you and I can join to do real, substantial good throughout the diocese. And as your reward for listening so well, I give you what I think is a short homily tonight. So, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Simply put, where are you putting your ultimate trust? In whom or in what do you really put your ultimate trust? Now, if you and I hope to attain perfect happiness in this world, we would be the most unhappy people of all. We know that it just doesn't come. Or, to quote St. Paul from tonight, if for this life we have hoped in Christ, then we are the most pitiable people of all. He came to bring us so much more than the visible, than the things that you and I can see and touch. There is, in fact, an entire world that's even more real. And he is trying to give us a participation in the invisible world, that spiritual realm that is actually more real than what we can feel and touch. Now, if we look merely for wealth and popularity and food, these things are all, they all can be good. But if we are using them as the ultimate good to give us fulfillment, we will be gravely disappointed. Because if we put anything in the place of God, they can't fulfill it. Only God can be God. Only God can give us the supreme amount of happiness that we're actually looking for. Because we know that all those things will pass away. They never last. And any enjoyment we get from them is only for a time. We should be thankful for it, and then it goes. So we must adopt a spirit of deep gratitude in the good times and perfect confidence, faith, and trust in the times that aren't so good, when we might be somehow poor or suffering or sad or disliked, hated by other people. Imagine the freedom that you can have knowing that Jesus Christ, who was born into our messiness and suffering, that he knows all about it, and he loves us and wants to bring us out of it. The freedom to say to a world that my value does not come from you or what you think about me. I am the son of the Father. I am the daughter of a king. If you love me, thank you. I am grateful. If you do not love me, thank you and God bless you, and I hope you find happiness. No matter what your state in life is, no matter what you are going through personally, do not be sad, do not be fearful. Rejoice and be glad. Jesus knows and wants to bring you out of it, and he will. But always remembering our final home is the banquet of heaven, from which even today you and I are being fed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.